It's Jürgen Klopp Day at the Anfield Wrap, the documentary series that we were working on for the last 4 to 5 months. Finally out. Well, part one, anyway, is out today. It is available on YouTube. It's going to be out from midday. And over the next part, over the next few months, let's shall we say, you won't have to wait long for part two. let me just say you that. But there'll be 5 parts in total all out over the next few months. And it is John Gibbons, and I'm talking to the director of the Klopp Project. I don't know what you're calling yourself, but you are Fuad Hassan. That's definitely your name.
Let's go with that one.
So, Klopp, it was your idea. So, why did you want to do it?
Well, good question, John. I think the main thing that sort of stood out to me was you know, there've been plenty of Jürgen things. You know, we were talking about, weren't we, as a business, really about stuff going on in the World Cup as well, and what we could do in this period from last year because of the big gap. And it just felt like, you know, the things out there on Jürgen Klopp are great, and we really get a feel for some of the, you know, the man himself and also some of the people around him, but you always feel like there's more, isn't there? There's more people that have been there alongside the journey with him that he has sort of impacted, but have also have impacted him more importantly. And, you know, I think the way we sort of tell stories and the position we're in, I think we're the best at sort of getting into those places and being able to really connect with people at different levels, you know, all the way from his grassroots days and his amateur football days, but then going through to, you know, to the likes of Borussia Dortmund, a big club in Germany, and with supporters, players, and different people. So I think that was the thing that stood out to me. Just, you know, the guy is so humble, isn't he? And you know, the Jürgen Klopp story has been told before, but I don't think it's been told in the way that we wanted to do it, in terms of really shaping, you know, talking about these people that really have shaped him throughout his time. So that was the main thinking behind it. I love him. Like, we all love him. And I feel like, you know, in a funny way, it feels like it's become a bit of someone said a love letter to Jürgen, and it sort of felt like that a little bit now. I think, you know, there's people talking about how great he is, obviously, but there is also the challenges he's faced, you know, in his life and also especially in his footballing career. We haven't tried to go too personal. I think that's something we've tried to avoid because we don't want to go into that. We want to do it, you know, we want to talk to people about the good times they had, about the times they had with him. So that's been really nice because everyone's got such great things to say about him.